From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. On Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visited Pakistan for the first time to urge the country's leaders to step up counter-militancy and counter-terrorism efforts. Tillerson met with Prime Minister Shahid Khan Abbasi, the country's military chief general, and the tops of other agencies. They discussed continued bilateral cooperation and partnership, as well as expanding economic ties between Pakistan and the United States. Tillerson also discussed strategy with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani ahead of his trip to Pakistan, where he said he'll urge Islamabad to take action to curtail the support terrorist groups like the Taliban are receiving.
So our relationship with Pakistan will also be conditions-based. It'll be based upon whether they take action that we feel is necessary to move the process forward of both creating the opportunity for reconciliation and peace in Afghanistan, but also ensuring a stable future Pakistan.
Tillerson said the U.S. will stay in Afghanistan until a process of reconciliation and peace can be secured. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Monday that Thursday's presidential election must go on with or without opposition candidate Raila Odinga. He's boycotting the election, insisting the commission is incapable of conducting a free and fair vote. The U.S. Ambassador, Robert Godek, expressed alarm over what he called the deteriorating political environment.
Inflammatory rhetoric, attacks on institutions, and growing insecurity all make holding a credible and fair poll more difficult.
The original August 8th election was annulled by the Supreme Court over widespread irregularities, and a new election was ordered. From Washington, this is VOA News.